Join Rudy, Robert, and Mary. Call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back for our Chief Travel Leader segment, everyone. Robert and Mary with you on this final weekend of October, as we're just days away from Halloween. Before we're joined by Kevin Schreier, the Chief Executive Officer of The Parking Spot, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by AMA Waterways River Cruises. And a programming note that Mary and I will be taking this show to Budapest and Vienna for a live remote broadcast on December 16th aboard the AMA Viola as we go experience the Christmas markets on the Danube River with AMA Waterways. And if you're interested in joining us, we'll be departing Budapest on December 13th.
It'll be here before we know it. We're looking forward to that. And one of the things we really like about AMA Waterway River Cruises is that they're affordable. And the level of service they provide in Europe, Asia, or Africa is industry-leading and award-winning.
You know, now's a good time to be booking your AMA Waterways River Cruises, as they're offering deals of up to $1,500 off their newest cruise in Bordeaux. They've got the Cambodia and Vietnam Mekong River Cruises, even Rhine River Cruises. So check them out at AMAWaterways.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Kevin Schreier is the Chief Executive Officer of The Parking Spot. He's been with the company for nearly 20 years now, and The Parking Spot is more than just a place to park your car, as their stated goal is to provide a superior airport parking experience. If you haven't patronized one of their locations at 21 airports around the country, you'll find a mix of covered, open-air, and valet parking options. Their facilities are always well-lit, they're fully fenced, and we've certainly enjoyed the complimentary chilled bottles of water. Hey, yeah. It's a nice touch. Yeah. They have a loyalty club to earn free parking, and they will wash your car and change the oil while you're away if you want. Love that. Off to Chicago we go for today's Chief Travel Leader segment as we welcome in Kevin Schreier.
Kevin, nice to meet you electronically. Thanks for being here with Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader segment today on the show.
Thanks, Robert. Good to be here.
So for any of us who are frequent travelers, airport parking can be, you know, another layer of travel aggravation, certainly. But for the Parking Spot, you've certainly made some solid inroads to change that. So I want you to talk to us about what you want and expect travelers to experience from the Parking Spot.
Sure. The Parking Spot is an airport parking. We're all across the country. We're at 23 different airports. We have 38 locations. You know, we're the front end of a trip and the back end of the trip, and we want to make sure that parking experience is seamless and that people get on and off the lot as quickly as they can. They have friendly, courteous service, so they're treated well, and, they're able to earn points in our loyalty program. And we have a philosophy in the lot that our employees have fun doing what they do, and I think that emanates with very good hospitality to the guests. We've looked at ourselves since the day that we were formed more as a hospitality company than a parking company. We were formed with the Hyatt Hotel chain, so we had that influence when we started, and I think it really emanates today to the service.
And that's trickled down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I'd love for you to dig in with our listeners a little bit more about this loyalty program. Certainly, we're familiar, and our listeners are, with airline, hotel, car rental loyalty programs, but am I correct that your platinum-level Parking Spot loyalists can also earn airline miles?
Yeah, that is coming. It's not It's not there today, but
wow.
It will be within the next few months.
Great perk.
We have a little over 1 million members in our loyalty program, which is the largest in the space. And we have three different levels, much like the airlines and the hotels do. And there's different benefits for each, and one of them is earning airline miles. We've also designated some premium parking areas for our top-level guests, and we're working on a lot-by-lot basis now to make sure that, you know, those are the easiest to get in and out of, and the first to get picked up on the way to the airport, and the first to get dropped off on the way back from the airport. So there's all kinds of benefits in that program. We're very proud of it.
So parking your vehicle at an airport, it kind of sounds like it's a low-tech thing to do, but that is not the case with your company. Since we're all so tethered to digital and phones these days, why don't you explain to our listeners some of the things they can do using the app, whether it's entering or exiting locations, as well as the mobile payment?
Sure. So our app, you know, one of the main features is mobile payment. So when a customer comes onto the lot, they can use their phone to enter the lot instead of drawing a ticket out like you do in most parking facilities.
Okay.
You stay your 3 or 4 days on your trip, you come back, and again, you're waving your phone in front of the revenue control equipment to get off the lot. You know, it can calculate the payment, and if your if your app is linked to a credit card, it can hit the credit card right away. So, one, there's a sustainability element to that, too. There's no tickets for the customer to have to fool with on the way in and way out. They also can make reservations prior to getting there on the app. They can use the app as a GPS system, too, so they can, when they're at the airport, you know, looking for the ride home at the end of their trip, they can see where our buses are, if they're 1 minute away or 3 minutes away. And so that kind of eases stress on the curbside.
Anything real-time eases stress on the curbside.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Real-time eases stress. The other thing they can do, too, is upload their expenses into, you know, we have relationships with Concur, Expensify, and Certify. Mm-hmm. So, again, a sustainability piece to that. There's no more fumbling with paper.
Well, on the corporate side, that helps a lot, dramatically.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
All right, Kevin, just I'm going to ask you to hold for 1 second, please. I want to reintroduce you. If you're just tuning in, joining Robert and me today in the Chief Travel Leader segment is Kevin Schreier, the Chief Executive Officer of The Parking Spot.
All right, so Kevin, you know, you clearly have competitors that are out there. I was just down in Atlanta, and, you know, when you're coming in on Camp Creek Parkway, you can't help but notice all the off-site locations or anywhere. But, you know, but the yellow and black parking spot locations that we've seen, whether it's in Atlanta or Nashville or Dallas or Los Angeles or Phoenix, I mean, Orlando, I know we've seen them as well, and we clearly have used them here in the three New York area airports, so they stand out. I'd love to know what you think is the biggest differentiator between you and some of your competitors.
You know, I think it's the hospitality piece that I talked about. You know, we have great technology. There's no doubt about that. So do some of our competitors. We have a sales force that, you know, goes out and brings in new clients, both on the leisure side and on the corporate side. But really what I think separates us is this hospitality focus, the focus on making sure the customers have a very good experience on the lot, both on the front end of their trip and on the back end of their trip. It's been kind of ingrained in us since the beginning. We spent a lot of time and effort and money on training our employees to make sure that they do the little things to make our guests as comfortable as they can be. You know, traveling is stressful, whether you're traveling for leisure or for business, and we're trying to take some of that out, at least at the front end and the back end of the trip.
And that obviously is going to start from your training right through the end result when the person's there leaving the lot after they've had that experience. So, you know, next year, the parking spot, you turn 20. And I know you've been with the company since its inception. I'd love to know, you know, what are things that you're doing today for travelers that maybe 20 years ago, they weren't even on your radar screen, but they've become core elements of the business?
So, I think this this technology piece and the sustainability piece of our business on the technology front, you know, several years ago, we never would have dreamed of having all of the bells and whistles that we have to get our customers on and off a lot more quickly. Our GPS system, too, that, you know, that's a real stress reliever for our customers. And, you know, it allows us to collect data, too, on performance of our vehicles. So it helps internally our business to make sure that we hit our marks on the service side. And then on the sustainability front, you know, the industry as a whole, we're aggregators of cars. We take, you know, 8 or 10 cars off the road and put them into one vehicle to go into the core of the airport. We've calculated that amongst all of our locations nationwide, we save about a little over 11 million miles annually on the carbon emissions going into the airport. So one, it's good for the environment. Two, it relieves congestion. And we know the curbside at the airport is getting more and more congested. And that plays into customer service, too, and getting people on and off the airport more quickly.
All right, technology and sustainability. Okay.
So, Kevin, just following up on what Robert asked you, if you were to forecast 10 years out, you know, what lies ahead for the company? What are some of your goals for the next 10 years?
You know, we're still trying to fill out our footprint in the U.S. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, we currently operate in 21 airports. We have 23 because there's two under development now, one in Salt Lake City and one in Charlotte, North Carolina. There's another, I would say, 8 to 10 U.S. markets that we want to have locations in. We've been very intrigued with the Canadian markets. We think that's the next leap for us in terms of expansion. There's 7 cities up there that we've done inventory work on, and that I'm sure in the next 10 years we'll be there. But then at some point, I think we will go overseas. We've made a few trips to the UK, and we've looked at possibilities at Heathrow and Gatwick, and I think that our brand and our service and our platform will have a lot of legs in Europe.
So we're going to be seeing the yellow and black parking spots. You know, that's good. You just continue to spread across first the U.S., then Canada, then the world. That's great. Kevin, listen, we really appreciate your time today. Interesting segment. It's not something that we've covered before on the show, and we felt it's important because everyone is parking at airports, and, you know, they have options. That's the important thing. So enjoy it. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Kevin, take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Parking spot.
We've enjoyed it, and you certainly can't miss the yellow and black
signs. No, you can't. So, folks, next time, you know, if you've used parking spots, drop us an email. I'd love to know your experience with them, and we'll certainly share that with Kevin as well. So a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but there is so much more ahead as the RM World Travel Express rolls on, and the show returns after these messages.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.